November, VWA, Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Can I get a quick antenna check?
No. Go ahead and just put your finger on it and see how much static comes off of it. That'll let you know whether it's working or not. N4MMW.
Jimmy! Hey, buddy, I just put me a Diamond K400 mount on this ATAS 120 Yaesu antenna, and apparently it's working on the HF. I got out to Orange County, California a minute ago, and I just want to check, make sure I'm up on the 2 meter. Apparently I am.
Oh, there's rock. If you went to California, Orange County, you should ask them how they're coming on your motorcycle while you're out there.
Orange County's not known for motorcycles, are they?
That big guy used to be on TV. Wasn't that where he was at? California, Orange County, County something.
You talking about
me? Yeah, boy, gray-headed, beard, the mustache, all time fighting with his sons.
Haggerty was Grizzly Adams. I'm trying to place who you're talking about. Oh, you're talking about on that TV show, Sons of Anarchy.
Quite ring a bell. It was something else. It's been a while since they hadn't been on in quite a while because the son parted ways and tried to run the show himself, and it wasn't working out, so they all just folded it.
Orange County Choppers, they were in New York State.
Aha, there you go. That's where they're at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a different left coast. How you doing, Gary?
And I'm just pulling into the bank here, so I had to make that quick. Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee. I'll be back.
Well, while you're in there, go ahead and pick me up that 100-pound sack of 100s, and I'll split it with you.
Poor DJ Shake's team, and they won't give me service.
Trouble with Gary in there. How are you doing today? Gary, go on in the bank. Get us some money, buddy.
It's St. Patrick's Day. We need to, in order to have green, we need to have a $100 bill sent to us, right, Steve?
I got to tell you, I am not Irish, and I will never be Irish. And I'm proud of everybody that is and wears their green, but that ain't me.
We don't know what you are.
Down home Kentucky hillbilly, that's all. Yeah, and you know what a hillbilly is, don't you? About two shades rougher than a redneck.
Let me jump out here. I gotta go get something for my sister at the grocery store here. I'll be back in about 5:10.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and talk to Jerry a minute, and then I'm gonna jump off of here too. I just wanted to test this that new K400 mount that I put on the little Saturn to run this ATAS on. Jimmy, you have a good day, buddy. Jerry, what are you doing, boy?
Busy fiddling around with other things. I've been disassembling some computers over the weekend, and wife and I got her COVID, and I found the last COVID shot Saturday and Sunday. My daughter's getting hers on first one on Saturday. My son's getting his first one on Sunday. So we're about to be all fully inoculated. What you been up to?
Granddaughter, this Saturday will be 2 weeks. She'll be headed back to Florida then.
Is she Steve?
She turned 12 this weekend.
She's gonna be 11 and around the 1st of April, so that's a good time for them. They can be kind of cranky sometimes.
We hit the crank, let me tell you. And she's a tweenager. You know, she ain't a little girl anymore, but she ain't no teenager yet either. And I'm not sure becoming a teenager is gonna help much.
We're not looking forward to that next year. Ours goes to middle school this fall. I think she goes this fall. But it's going to be a lot closer to her house, and it's a good one. So hopefully she'll do well. She, think she does better with hands-on learning. Grandson will still be over at over Sarah Collins, but she's going to, I can't remember the name of that one up on Millennium Parkway. I always get it messed up.
Here has been cooped up for a year and a half, and buddy, let me tell you what. Getting her out of the house has been a real problem, getting her out to do anything. She's just, you know, been cooped up so long. It's bad.
Been pretty good about it. Of course, they've been out a lot, too. They go out on, you know, when the weather's good, they go out on the lake and they come visit us. They've been visiting us about every 2 weeks. They wear the mask and playing board games and trying to stay off the computers quite as much as they have in the past. It's just the weather's kept them out. My grandson's been playing soccer all along. He just had his first game last weekend, and they won. He scored 2 goals. And my granddaughter has been, she's been really good about it. She caught, you know, they went out Saturday or Sunday on the boat, on the pontoon boat. She caught three nice spotted bass out there, but she's like Serene, do other stuff too. But she's a pretty contented person as a whole so far. Of course, that's subject to change in the next 2 years.
Well, enjoy her while she can, while you can. I tell you what, we just had real bad luck with Emily. She had online school last week, so until 2:30 every day, she was in there doing her thing on the computer. But this week, it ain't done nothing but rain. It's been miserable and cold and wet and all that business, and we just had bad luck. We were going to go up to the mountains, and then I was going to take my boat out, and it's just not a good day to take the boat out today or tomorrow. Matter of fact, what's this business about we're supposed to get tornado activity tomorrow?
Dentist's office at lunchtime getting having a cleaning done, and the hygienist asked me about the bad weather night. Did he? I hadn't heard. I hadn't paid any attention to it. She said, what about the bad weather we're going to get tonight? She said, I said, what bad weather tomorrow? She said, tornadoes. I said, what? It's not tornado season yet, is it?
Be tornado season or not, they're saying that we're going to be on the northern edge of the track of the weather cell that's going to be going through here. That is going to have the greatest possibility for tornadoes than since we've had since those hit over in Spartanburg.
I get on the. I was paying attention. I haven't been watching the TV today. I have to get on Weather Channel and see what's going on with that. But anyway, did you do any flying this weekend? I thought I heard. I don't think I heard you. I thought I heard Dave on. Either Saturday or Sunday, did you fly either day?
Oh yeah, I went over there Saturday and I went back on Sunday and took Emily with me, and her dad's getting into flying some now too, and my son, and matter of fact, we were going down to Costco a little bit ago, and he called us and he says, hey, what battery did you get for your mall? And you know, that's the little airplane I got. I said, well, it's a 2600. And it balances out. That's bigger than what they call for. He says, okay, well, I'm going in to get a battery for my mall. He just bought one.
Yeah, Dave sent me the pictures of that pattern plane, the one with three wings, that weird looking one. I was really amazed at that thing. That's pretty cool looking. Doesn't look like anything I've ever seen fly, though. Twin props and all that sort of stuff. I didn't realize it was battery operation. Yes, unless electric. But what are you flying now?
Flying in Wikipedia and MAULE, MAUL. And what I'm flying is a scale model of that. The wingspan is about 60 inches, about 5 feet. And Google that up real quick and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's basically a bush plane.
What's the think there used to be a Malls or something like that, but I don't remember it being spelled that way. But I'll have to look it up. I don't have my computer or anything upstairs with me. I just walked up here when I heard you on the radio up inside. I walk up here and say hello. I know I don't know if you remember the Southern Sportsman. Well, Frank White, he flew his maid somewhere down in Georgia, I think. It's a high wing, short takeoff landing plane, kind of like looks a little bit like a Super Cub.
That's exactly what it is. Got the big balloon tires on it, and let me tell you what. You give me 6 feet, and I'm in the air.
I know. I was telling Dave a while back, one of my best friends was, he'd been a pilot for a long time. He was talking about buying a, this has been back in the early, probably, yeah, I'll take it back, probably the late 80s. He's talking about buying a Super Cub. And I'd flown a little bit, not much. I don't have a license in it, but, let me take the controls a few times. And I started to do it, but I figured I couldn't afford the lessons and certainly couldn't afford to operate the plane. And my brother-in-law was, he had a plane. He just sold his recently. I think he just got one where he couldn't see well enough to fly anymore. But he wanted to buy a Super Cub. And, man, I was looking at one of those things. This had been 30 years ago. But it was a 78, I think, Super Cub. And I think that thing was $60,000 or $70,000 then. And now, I know they're not building them, but anything close to it, it's $150,000 now.
Get it for that. But I tell you what, look up a Piper Tri-Pacer. I tell you what, if my wife would let me, I'd have one of those. Look that thing up whenever you get a chance. It's a PA-22 Piper Tri-Pacer. Sweet little buzzer. Listen, I got to jump off here and run, bud. I got some stuff I got to do, and they're hollering at me from inside the house. So, when the ladies call, I jump. You know how that is. 73 is Jerry, and if Jimmy gets back on there, give him a hard time for me. KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
Okay, Steve, talk to you later. I've flown in and flown a Tri-Pacer, so I know a little bit about that plane. Talk to you later, buddy. 73, N4DJC.